Massachusetts. I'm going to kind of save your ears a little bit instead of blasting off like I normally do. And, you know, I had some idiots send me an email, and he said, "Hey, Dick Dill, don't talk so much, just play the guitar." And I'm sure, that's what I said, I'm going to rip his you-know-what off. I may be old, and the legs may be slow, but my hands are just as fast as they are. Alright, this is the nice stuff.
Thank you.
Steve Martin, when people, they clap, he comes out like this.
Everybody go, yay!
And then the arrow goes, shoot. You've seen that before, right? He's a good guy. He used to dance. He used to dance to my first album, Surfer's Choice. And what a guy. I have no reason why I'm even talking about him right now, because I don't want him to play. No. When you hear, you hear me doing a song, and I get halfway through it, and then you hear another song. And it's only because I can't remember how to finish the first song. That happens, and don't laugh, because I know some of you guys, same thing. And don't buy the pills, they don't work, I can't find them, I put the bottle, they don't work. But that's what happens, okay. Just grin and bear it, you know. All right, so now I'm gonna play a song, another song. I don't have a list, I've never had a list in my life. You are the ones that create what I'm doing up here. And I'm talking a little bit more because I'm trying to remember something I should be playing right now. Hold on. I came in here going, you guys remember that? If you hear something that you remember and you like, go, yo! Gets me excited, makes me want to play good. be up here. I'm having more fun. Alright, watch. Oh, I know what I want to do. Hey! The mother's going, Dickie! The Polish mother's going, Dad's gonna punish you! Ma, he knows I'm only screwing around. I got you to back me up and I go and meet you. Alright, this is the harmonica. It's not a harp. I always have to explain this to the audience, okay? And be careful in case this slips out of my hand. You would have caught it. That was good. That was cool. He was right there. He went. Okay, here I'm back. This is a harmonica. It's not a harp. These guys, that they say, I'm a blues player, man. I play a blues harp. It's not a harp. When he goes up there and sees my mother, he'll be seeing what harp really is. I'm sorry, this is a harmonica, and it's a chromatic harmonica. It has a little button that goes, like that, watch. It's harder to play. So, here we go. Here's what I learned. My granddaddy's favorite song. Don't screw around with my granddaddy's favorite song. It's a Tennessee waltz. It's not that. No. They make fun of me because I can't read music, right? So he knows all the fancy notes and all that crap like that. He tries to impress the crap out of me how much he knows, right? Alright, but I did learn this one lick. Watch. Here we go.
Thank you.
ever. Because I can't remember. I used to play my tenor sax. I used to go. That was Night Train. I can't do that no more. The doctor said so. Yeah, it's true. That stupid radiation crap, you know? It left fistulas. You know what a fistula is? My wife does. And five other doctors couldn't figure it out after 12 hours as I laid on the gurney. Yeah. Lana walked in. She was trained by a World War II nurse. Took care of Orson Welles, saved his life. Yeah, and the vet hospital is the largest in the country. And Lana walked in after I was laying there on that cold slab thing. She walked in and said, "Excuse me, may I look at your screen?" And they, because she's a woman, they go, "We're five surgeons here. We know what we're looking at." She says, "Well, do you see the three fistulas? 1, 2, 3, right there." "Oh my God, we're gonna lose them. Get the helicopter, get them to Papa Springs, we gotta operate." That's what happened. Fistulas are holes caused by radiation. Yeah, and that'll kill you. And that's what it was going to be. And my wife walked in there and 2 seconds told them what it was. How was that shit? Yep. And I got a whole bunch of other stories to tell you what they did, but she saved me. But I don't want you to go walking around saying, "Dick talks too much." All right, you ready? Vinny, my best friend and a great cop, man. You're just, and you know, her dad, you know, Lana's dad, he just retired from the force. He survived the gun battle across the hood of his car. Yeah. But anyway, every time we come here, Vinny comes up from Connecticut down there to see us. So thank you. And you just got married. You were a lovely, lovely wife.
Excuse me.
Friend. My lovely my friend. You don't come any better than me. And I'm glad you're still with us. I should go with you and protect you when we're out there. I know, we should go out and kick some ass. We should do that. I watch Cops every day. Wait, there's another one here. He's here?
He's here.
Okay.
There he is, hiding in the back.
All right. Hey, Neil. All right, I've talked too much. Thinking people are going to want the money back here. I gotta do a song. Well, please release me. I used to do this in Vegas, you know.
Let me go.
Who's that guy, that Engelbert Humperdinck? I used to sing to all the little gray-haired, blue-haired ladies, you know. "I don't love you anymore." They go, "Woo!" I love doing that shit. I love that. Anyway, I gotta get back to the rock and roll crap.
Thank you.
love that. I love that when you clap. I don't get any money. I just love the clapping. All right, that's up. Save it for the next one. Save it. I don't want you to get blisters in your hands saying I was clapping for Dick Dale all night long. Okay, I got to check something. I put on some new strings tonight. And I think I heard one of them going out of tune. So I've been doing this for so long, tuning, that when I hit the string, it vibrates through the wood. And then the wood goes into my body, and my body is very sensual. And that's what music is. It's sensual activity makes your body undulate. I was told that by a young lady one day, said, Mr. Dale, your music makes my body undulate. I had to go home and look it up, and I still don't know what I read. So if you can explain to me after the show's over what it is, I'll be very thankful. Thank you. So now because I'm a very sensual being here, I can tell when the string is not right. All right? So watch. I'm going to do this. Give me a second. Here, hold on 1 minute. Yeah, it's a little bit lower. Come on down. Come on up. There we go. My wife gets upset when I call the guitar darling because she's my darling, so what the hell? You're darling number one, this is darling number two. All right. Thank you, George. All right, darling number two, you're right. Next one. That's cool. Next one. Oh, shit. Hold on. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that one out. You'll never know the difference. Huh? I don't know what it means, so don't even use the word. Don't say that. By the way, that I'm the only one that can do that. All right.
Don't make a face at me.
You're usually at the merch booth. We don't have one now this time. So she's sitting in front of me. Why not? Because there's not enough room. That's why. So what you do is you use her cards and you mail her. And she'll send you all kinds of crap. Everything. Here we go. Here's another one. If you recognize this, watch. Oh, you remember that? All right, you gotta do it loud. You gotta go, let's go tripping! That sucked. Do it again, do it one more time. Now!
Let's go surfing!
It's not surfing. Surfing, it's tripping. Trippin'! Let's go trippin'! Now, the volume was perfect. It just blew me off the back. So you don't even have to say it.
Ready? I'll say it. Let's go trippin'!
You keep saying surfing. Alright, I'm gonna say it.
Let's go tripping!
never know how much you love. Never know how much you give. When you put your arms around me, never know how much you love. Never know how much you care. When you put your arms around me, I get that feeling that's a heart making fever. When you kiss me, honey, people, when you hold me tight, say diva. In the moment of fever, all through the night, sugar. When you kiss me, honey, people, when you
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
my wife and then this favorite song. And I wrote this one off in South America. And you guys with your ladies are gonna send me $10 tonight because you say it worked. And then I was gone. Okay. I was able to make it all happen. Don't make a face like that at me. The guys know. It's a guy thing. Right?
Right?
Yes!
All right. Can I tell you I love you? All the words that I write. I really want to hold you in my arms tonight. my gosh. Fever song I did. I did all the animal calls in it. Finally recorded it like I've been saying we were going to do for the last 20 years. And we recorded it at the most famous recording studio known to man on this planet here. And it's called Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, where every legend is performed. And Lana, my wonderful angelic wife, who's kept me alive long enough for all these last 20 some odd years, that could keep on doing what we're doing. She says, honey, you've got to play, you've got to record it there. Your initials are in the concrete out in front of the place. And they always call me when we go by and we say hi. And they say, Dick, you've got to record to complete the circle. I think they're hinting before I drop dead, definitely, something. So, you know, and I make fun of all that stuff anyway, because laughter is the greatest healer that there is. So, anyway, yeah, we share what Lana goes through her MS and fibromyalgia, her rehearsal tumor on her throat, and yet she's working 24 hours on the clock. And I talk about what it's like, what we're doing, we're in the bag, doing all this crap, and the cancer and the diabetes and the renal failure and all that crap. And but it's just a way of going down another road in your life because your eyes opened in the morning for you to handle what the hell's coming at your way. So that's what we're trying to do with people. And we just try to say, don't lay in the bed. Say, I'm dying. We're all dying, so just get out there and help somebody else that's dying and make them feel good, you know, and then you won't feel about yourself. And that's what we try to do. So this is dedicated not only for all of that, it's dedicated to, for instance, all the troops that have come home without limbs, come home without half their brains, come home without part of their bodies. And they went to get that for us. The only bad part about it is, again, politicians, they get the goddamn insurance. And I'm from Boston, so excuse me from my lingo, but I'm from Boston. Hey, Vinny, get the bat. That's what I always used to say, Vinny. So the thing lies, you know, we don't take crap from nobody, and that's all there is to it. And I wish I could go up there to that White House and get him right in the face and tell him. But the point lies is, it's a very serious thing that's going on in this country. And when they ignore the troops, where they won't get no insurance, don't get no insurance to take care of them and look at the condition that they're in. So this is dedicated to them. So if you ever see them, pat them on the back and say, thanks, man. Thank you so much. Now, the next one, save your applause for the end. The next one is the firefighters. And the firefighters, when they go out into the burning buildings and they go into the forest, half of the guys going into the forest don't get paid. They volunteer and they die. Now, I know what that's like to fry. Because I was in the 146th Fighter Interceptor Squadron in the Air Force and assigned to the Strategic Air Command Base. I was in the crash crew. I would pull guys out before they became crispy critters, and my crew would go in and put the fire out. We only had an this was in the 50s. We only had an asbestos helmet with a piece of glass, asbestos gloves, and just a heavy coat and heavy pants and rubber boots. And we had to go into the same fires
that these poor people, wonderful people with the good hearts, are going into, and they're dying, even though they've made all these improvements to save them. We lost over a dozen of them underneath one blanket that was supposed to protect them. So when you see them, tap them on the back and say thanks. Now to finish it, and I say even to Vinny and Lana's daddy, who just retired, he survived the gun battle from a dirt bag across the hood of his car, putting out the spotlight right by his ear, and he saved that. He's got the spotlight with a bullet hole in the middle of it, but he survived, and he just retired. God bless his soul. But all the officers that go out every single night, they're playing Russian roulette, because they don't know if they're going to get the head blown off every time they go up to the damn car and say, excuse me, see your license. And that just happened to my fellow comrades in the service. I fly with them in Los Angeles. We go down through L.A., chase the bad guys, and I keep on thinking I'm going to get a bullet up my butt from the sun gun when it's shining on them when we're chasing them. So when you see those people who do this every single night, they don't know if they're going to come home. So tap them on the shoulder, every one of them, the troops, the firefighters, the police departments, and say, thank you, man. Thank you for what you're doing for us. Do that, please. This is their song.
bass guitar for you tonight, sound boy.
Thank you. God's sake and good health. Good health to you.